So on the zchut Am Yisrael, who should bless everybody here, the zchut of the mitzvah of coming and helping out every morning. So last thing that we touched on yesterday, although there is a minhag by Sfaradim that the father lights for is mostly everybody. By Ashkenazim, generally they have different hanukiyot. Very important though to get the kids involved and make a hanukiyah for each one. Let them so they it's something that they love. It's something that they're going to remember forever. And this is our job in this world to plant the love, to plant the heart, the tradition in our kids' heart. Also important to take out the hanukiyah out of your closets, out of the cupboards, out of the garage, polish them, fix them up. If you need to buy a new one, if you see something broken, kind of get ready for the drag race, you know? So just like you change the oils and everything, you change the oils and fix everything over here. The continuing with the halachot of Hanukkah, he says with regards to who's obligated. So he brings the aniim. Although a person who's poor, you know, may not have the money, he needs to do everything in his power to somehow get enough money to at least light one candle every night. So if he has to go find, help somebody move some stuff so he can get a dollar or anything that he can do, you know, so he can get a little bit of money so he can at least light one candle every night. But he says, although it's a mitzvah on him, it's a mitzvah also on the gabbaim, to make sure that the poor people in their neighborhoods, in their area that they're responsible for, don't go without candles, to make sure that everybody has what they need. So it's the mitzvah and the gabbaim to also make sure that poor people, just like they make sure that on Friday nights they perhaps have food or, you know, so over here in the same situation, to make sure that they go and do that. One of the nice things the Shir Chabad gives, they have these little boxes that's got the Hanukkiah in it, and it's got a box of candles, and it's a one-time use kind of a thing, but at least it's something. So Baruch Hashem, to be able to buy those and give those out to people, it's also a big mitzvah. With regards to ladies, we know that ladies, if you know, it's too many hagim, if it's a Sephardi home, we emanate home, then the ladies yotzei from the husband. But if you know, by the Ashkenaz, some ladies like to light their own Hanukkiah, though, he said. But a woman who lives alone, okay, so she's obligated to light candles, and girls or women who live with the father or the husband home, then again they are yotzei by the father, you know. But again, now he says here, somebody is not going to be home on time. What is he going to do? Let's say somebody's coming from Bakersfield at 6 o'clock. He thought he's going to be there. The grapevine is closed now. There's snow. He's stuck. He's not making it home till 11 o'clock. So what does he say? He tells his wife and kids so she can bless. And she's Motzi and everybody is Yotzi. He can or ask his son who's over Bar Mitzvah, and he is going to be, he's also going to be Yotzi. But if he's someplace that he can light a candle, okay, if he's stuck, he's in San Diego for whatever reason, so he lights a candle over there, okay, he's at a show, a business show, whatever, conference. So he lights there, and she's going to light at home. And do that. And somebody who knows who's going to be home late, for some reason he's stuck, okay, and the mitzvah of the Hanukkah is to make sure the pirsum, the people see, and especially people around the house, you know, but if he's not going to be home till 12 o'clock and the kids are going to sleep at night, tell him to light, you know, ahead of time so they can sit and enjoy the candles, maybe eat dinner around it, whatever, you know, and then he can either light for himself later, but not to delay them to wait for him. Rabbi Hanan Mikasher Omer Atzar Yadosh Kulik Yisrael Lefikach Ribbanta Anzvosh Marlon Hufas Amat Skor Yitoav Yadir.